We all share from the same bread. If we are all nourished from the same source and have become the same, why don't we demonstrate the same love and in this aspect become one? This was the common practice during the time of our ancestors. All the believers were one in heart and mind, as stated in the Book of Acts. However, today we observe the complete opposite. Disputes among us are numerous and varied, and our attitudes towards each other are worse than that of wild beasts. Indeed, Christ has brought you, though distant, into unity with Himself. Yet, you refuse to be precisely united even with your brother. You separate yourself despite experiencing such great love and life from the Lord. For He didn't just give His own body, but since the former nature of our flesh, which was originally formed from the earth, had first become corrupted by sin and void of life, He introduced, so to speak, a different kind of dough and leaven, His sin-free living flesh. He offered all of us a part of it, so that being nourished by His flesh and giving up the old lifeless material, we might fuse together into that which is living and eternal by means of this table.